Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey, AfterBuzzers and Bold Type fans, we are here to talk about Episode 9, Season 3, The Final Push. There is so much drama, I can't even begin to get into it, and I cannot wait to discuss all of this nitty-gritty. Relationships are crumbling, and Kat finally doesn't get her way. All that and more right after this.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome back, guys. I was thinking on the way here to the studio today, this is the Thursdayest Tuesday ever.
Yeah,
it feels, does not feel like Tuesday.
Yeah, I agree.
I just had to think about what you said because I was like, today is Thursday, but then it's actually Tuesday because I had Taco Tuesday.
But I'm not kidding. Yeah. I legitimately thought it was Thursday on my way here. But to my great surprise, it's Tuesday, and I'm happy to be here to talk with my lovely co-host and to you all about this episode of The Bold Type. Man, oh man, was this a juicy one. I'm your host, Ali Nasta, and I am joined by the most talented Krista Flengy to my left. And then Carla Beltran, you're looking lovely.
Thank you.
As always.
Thank you so much.
Guys, overall thoughts.
This is one of my best, like, favorite episodes, I think, ever.
Why do you say that, though, Carla? Let me ask you. Let me ask you why this is your favorite. Only because Carla had texted Krista and I before I watched the episode today and said, this is my favorite. And I'm thinking great things are upon us. Everything's going to be going our way. And to my surprise, everything went sour. Why is it your favorite?
I think it's my favorite because we always see the girls get their way. Uh-huh. And this episode was one of those that kind of threw us off. Like, we were expecting for Kat to win and Ryan came in to surprise her and, like, Sutton's going to be doing great on the runway. And it just kind of like everything was just so beautiful. And I kind of liked that they spiced it up a little bit. I really, really enjoyed that.
Yeah. It's setting it up to be quite the season finale.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That'll be exciting. I need to see next week just to know how everything plays out.
I know. Until
then, I'm not a fan.
Which is crazy because I was just thinking that all of the crazy things had they left us off last season. I feel like we're right back to where we almost started in
a sense.
Because everybody was kind of figuring out where their relationships were and all of that. But let's just jump in.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So let's start with Pinstripe and Jane. So I've been saying for a while this. I thought the book was going to be something that was, like, going to drive them apart. But apparently it's the book tour that's going to drive them apart. We were talking about this before the show. And obviously, he had cheated before he had called Jane because that's why he was crying. That's why he was really upset. Carla thought otherwise. Why did you think that he didn't cheat before the phone call?
Because I feel like he was just thinking about her and I don't know.
No, he's a sleazy man.
Yeah. I didn't think about it, you guys.
He just looked guilty. He was, you know.
He was crying.
And he was very upset. And he was just, I miss you. And you could tell by Jane's reaction, too. She was like, this is weird.
Right, this and she odd. Felt uncomfortable. Yeah. You know when something's off. Even if it's by phone, something, you can tell when your significant other is off. So when they are, it puts you in a frenzy, and it's really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And not to mention, right before that, he made that really strange comment on NPR.
Yeah.
I think that was so uncalled for, and I get it, you're putting on this persona of your book or whatever.
But you had just said you were in a relationship. Like, those two don't go together.
No, they don't.
I was just like, your fans are already going to be like, oh, he's dating someone. You don't need to, like, be like, but I missed that life.
Right.
Yeah.
There's no reason to miss that. Also, not to mention, he wanted to move in with her before he went on this book tour.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Pinstripe is falling back into his old habits just because he's getting the sense of freedom again. But he's going to realize quick how much of a mistake
this is. Oh, I think he's feeling it right now. He looked so sad that he had to tell her.
Sad is not enough.
No,
I agree.
Yeah. But you could tell he was like, I messed up bad.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is the kind of thing where I feel like Jane is the type of girl where she's going to say, I'm not going to put up with anything less than what I deserve, which I'm so excited about, to see how she really works through this. Because I'm sure we've all maybe been there before, maybe not, where we've been put in a situation where you really care about this person, but then you're toggling between.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Between, do I forgive or do I just let this one go?
Yeah.
And so I think that's kind of probably what she's going to be dealing with.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And I'm really worried about it. I literally thought they were going to be living happily ever after, and it makes me really sad.
Same. Do you think that she won't forgive him?
I feel like she's going to say, listen, maybe give him, like, one more
option. It's going to take some, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's, like, the fact that it was just a kiss, I don't know if she'll look at that more, even though, like, cheating's cheating. But I don't know. It's, like, it's going to be either one of those where it takes her some time, and she's going to be, like, stay away from me.
Right.
And then gives him a shot.
Yeah.
But I can't see Jane being the type of person that immediately is, like, oh, forgive and forget.
Right. Yeah. She's going to make him grovel a little bit, which he deserves to grovel, but mm-hmm. I think she's definitely going to like him. Or maybe they just take off a couple of weeks, like, for the rest of the book tour. Be like, listen, you do you on this book tour. I don't want to be a part of it. And maybe when you come back, we can kind of decide what you want to be, what you want to do.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's such a tricky situation that he put her in, though, because she gave him this trust of being, of saying, you're going on this book tour. I trust you. You're going to be away for 8 weeks. We'll figure it out. Like, we'll make it do. And yeah. He's the one that ruined that trust.
Also, basically. He hasn't even been gone that long. Like, it's been that many weeks.
I think it's been like two weeks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you're already cheating on her, I'd be pretty nervous for the remainder of the six at that point. So yeah. It's like she's got that to worry about, too.
Yeah, and then you're always going to have that mm-hmm. that feeling in your gut, like, is he out? Is he cheating on me? Is he drinking? Yeah. How drunk is he? And those things are going to go on through her head. He just has really put her in a really, really bad position. And, I mean, even though it wasn't the book that essentially did that, it kind of is, because this book is giving him such a big head.
Yeah, it is. This makes me want to miss Ben.
Oh, hey, Dr. Ben.
Dr. Ben, oh, Ben, you guys, actually, there is a season 4, is all I'm saying.
I could actually see Dr. Ben getting written back into the story just to add some tension between,
make him, like, feel bad about what he did.
Yeah.
That would make him jealous,
I would like that. Yeah. let us know what you guys are thinking about this entirely crazy cheating situation between Pinstripe and Jane. Carla is in the chat.
I am.
Please let us know. But before we get on to the next topic, Crystal, will you take it away?
Yes, I will. So, hey guys, before we move on to our next topic, we just wanted to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we could use your help. So if you're watching us right now on YouTube, make sure you subscribe, give us a thumbs up, leave your comments, rate us on iTunes, Spotify, everything. We love hearing from you guys, and it's because of you that we can continue to do what we're doing. So yeah, just thank you guys so much. Being a part of AfterBuzz means so much to us, and we're so glad you join us every week.
Yes, you are the best. Make sure that if you're on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. And if you're listening on your way to work, hello, and I hope you have a great day. Alrighty, one quick thing about Jane before we move on to Sutton. So this whole story situation, so she outsmarted them, basically, found out that they were writing the story, decides to write a different one in order to bring a better light to this whole entire situation. Now they're posting the story online. It really worries me because obviously Jane and Jacqueline were talking about how this is going to really affect the editorial space of the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on through your guys' head when they're talking about this?
I know, I'm nervous too. It's like such a hard time for her, and like there's such a transitional period. So for that big of a story to go
into the digital space.
Digital it's just, space.
And she knows, but that also goes to show, like, what an amazing, like, person she is. That
right.
She's like, these model stories matter, and I know it needs to get out now, despite, like, what it could do to my career and mm-hmm. to Scarlett's magazine. So, yeah. Like, kudos.
Yeah. I think that karma has a way of, like, giving back to you what you gave out to the universe. So somehow it's going to come up that they were the ones that wrote the project and the reason as to why they had to set it out. And people will know, like, oh, okay, this wasn't originally intended for this, but they were willing to sacrifice
going in the editorial.
Yeah.
And I think there able to put an ode to it in an editorial, it'll just be on the digital platform first, which I get it because it doesn't make it as enticing to go back to the magazine if you already have it online. But I feel like there's another ancillary thing that they can maybe put there that makes it special.
They
that
could add like a follow-up or something. Yeah, hopefully.
Make it a some sort of a special.
And thinking of like when maybe the show is based, it could be like when they were making a transition into a little bit more of like digital news. So it could kind of be like, oh, like this is these are the stories that are doing better, because it could also benefit them. It could be like one of the stories that gets the biggest hits and it was like written by them, you know. So it kind of shows like, oh, you know, people are actually interested.
And they can't get rid of Jacqueline. I mean, obviously we know based on our interview with Melora that there would be it would be really hard to get rid of Jacqueline because she is such a backbone of the storyline. But in this case, too, I feel like this is actually showing so much about who Jacqueline is as a person, and they can't get rid of her because she's the one creating the great content that's going to get them those hits.
Yeah.
So it's going to be very interesting, especially now, because we've got Kat leaving her role. Yeah. I find it a little strange that she... Do you think she had to quit her job before she took up this new position? Or did she have, like, you know what I mean? Like, what was the deterrent? Was she just thinking, oh, I'm going to win, so I'm going to quit? Or did she quit before?
Well, they're doing that assuming she wins.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But still, so it's like, but she would have had to think about that going in, like, this, I can't have this job and be, so it's going to be one or the other.
Yeah. Actually, it was really surprising to me, her reaction. But you guys... I just wanted to state that in my prediction, I did state that she wasn't going to win, and we do find out that she doesn't win. So it's kind of one of those things where I was like, yay, she doesn't leave Scarlett.
Yeah.
Because I think that when she went, we'll talk about this later, but when she went to Adina for advice, she already knew what her answer was. She was just like tiptoeing around it and trying to hopefully have Adina tell her that it was okay that she was running for city council. And I think that's kind of why she was like... kind of stuck, because she hadn't thought about the fact that she was going to have to leave Scarlett and everything that she basically loves behind.
Yeah, and I think though now she's gonna realize how much she did want it, but I think it was just like all hitting her so fast that she's like, oh, I have to leave my friends, this job that I'm like really good at. So it's gonna be quite the transition for her.
Yeah.
I think it's also gonna be hard for Kat because she has always kind of gotten everything she wanted, and we saw in the throwback episode that she legitimately got the job because it was her dad's good friend.
Yeah.
So this is something that she really had to work hard for. And I'm just really interested to see how easily she is able to get back into that social media role, and if she's going to have a really hard time kind of focusing on the importance of the Scarlett issues versus the issues she was dealing with in the election.
Yeah.
Because I feel as if when Kat really hones in on, you know, what's better good for the community, what's good for this, that takes precedence over something that might be a little bit more belittled on just... You know, self-appearance or whatever. But I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how she just jumps back into the Scarlett role, which she has to. I mean, she lost.
And also, I think it's just she wanted to be part of that role, you know? So maybe she'll come back and she'll be like, well, I can still help the world by being a part of Scarlett. Because I think a magazine is like, and now that there's a digital world and the written one, it's just kind of like, there's so much that you can do, and you can influence people with what you do.
Yeah. And Patrick seemed to be really open about putting the political messaging on Scarlett, so that doesn't seem to be an issue.
Yeah.
But what are they going to do about the guy they basically hired to replace her?
They haven't hired anybody.
I mean, there was like a text. She had like a bunch of the potential candidates to like look over, but it was just preliminary.
Think that email did say, look at the preliminary.
Her requested or whatever. Right. But yeah, it depends on how far they got the ball rolling too. Cause I mean, I'm sure she's fine, but
I could see Patrick though pulling a fast one and being like, well, because you were looking elsewhere, I found this one candidate that I want to do the role with you or something like that.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. There could be some sort of playback on it.
Yeah. I don't know. But this whole Adina situation isn't going away. It's only diving deeper. And I'm thinking Tia's getting pushed out of the picture. I know last week we kind of were teetering back and forth on who do you think she's going to choose. And I feel like it's full on Adina.
Everybody chose Team Katia.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that one's more deserved in this situation. But she's like, she's got all the hard eyes for Adina right now. Yeah. So it's like not even fair to Tia.
And not only, but she lost the campaign. So now Tia was her manager. So she was having to spend all this time with her, even like if she didn't want to. Because when she had free time, who did she go to?
Adina.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know.
I mean, I do know. I think she's going to choose Adina.
Yeah.
I think that she is.
Do you guys think it's too late for her to go back to Adina?
I don't think it's too late, but I was like, give Tia a shot here. Yeah. I also feel bad for Tia because this is like the first time she's like stepping on in to this. Yeah. And now she's going to be like, well.
Well, I feel like also, too, it's a really crappy situation because I think that Tia was her rebound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was her way to get over Adina. And now that Adina's back in the picture, she's fully back
like,
in.
Yeah. Tia's going to be like, well, that was no fun. I don't want to try that again.
Yeah.
Poor girl. I feel awful for her. I feel terrible.
That sucks. And of course, Adina's there with all the insight and basically saying that she made the biggest mistake. And I'm sure we've been there once or twice before when you've got an ex that comes back and you're, when you hear those words, it's things that you wished and wanted to hear. And then when you hear them, it's kind of surreal and it makes you feel in the moment. So I'm wondering if she's kind of in the moment right now and maybe she'll take a step back and realize maybe this isn't what she wants, or she'll fully step in and take her word for
That's a good point, because she's also like overwhelmed with everything campaign wise so like her emotions are all over the place, so she really needs like a clear head when she does this, and she doesn't have one right now.
And she also has to think about Adina and if she's actually going to stay there, because as far as we know, we know that she's only there for a couple of weeks, so.
She could end up saying yes to Adina and then getting her heart broken all over again and breaking Tia's heart in the process. It's just too messy and too sad.
Yeah.
And we've had so much push and pull with Adina that I either want them to be together or apart at this point, because we've seen so much. It's never, I don't know. There's no more interest, I guess, in the fact that we know it's either going to be yes or no, and there's always going to be this conflict. But with Tia, there's interesting things that could happen. They could actually have real fights because they could live together because they live close. So I don't know. Unless Adina makes the pool to actually live here, I just don't know if they could have something long term.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It would be healthier for them to be Kat and Tia to be together. By the way, shout out to everybody that's on the chat, you guys. I wanted to point out David Foneville. He said that Tia looked threatened when she looked at Adina at the election party.
100%.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, and Adina's just sitting there lurking in the way, like, I'm here.
And she's like, hi.
And Tia's like, okay.
I agree. And I mean, I just, like we've mentioned before, feel bad for Tia because she really has totally put herself all into this. And I mean, she's been so vulnerable, and that's really hard to do. And she's explained. Also, what's so heartbreaking is she's explained to Kat how vulnerable she is and how hard this is for her. And Kat's only making it a little bit harder.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We'll see what happens post election. You know, what happens after that? Is she going to continue to try to run again for a different thing? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
I think she's going to put this whole political stuff
behind her. I feel like this is just the beginning.
Really?
Yeah. I think that Kat,
it's going to like fuel the fire.
Yeah. It's awoken something in her where she realizes that just working in social media isn't going to be enough for her.
Yeah.
And she needs more. But we'll have to see.
Well, yeah, I guess that kind of ties down to with what Adina was telling her and kind of the whole growth in the workplace. Because sometimes you could be like, oh, you know, social media coordinating could be your ideal job. But then you get to do it and you're like, oh, this is ideal, but like I want to do more, you know. So I think it was important that Adina kind of reminded her that she can do what she does now, but she could also do so much more than that. So,
yeah.
We'll have to wait and see. speaking of people who want to do more, Richard has a new job opportunity in San Francisco.
I don't like it. I mean, I feel bad because he immediately was like, well, I can't take it, because Sutton was like, well, what did you say? And then you could tell as soon as she walked away, he was like, well, it sucks, but yeah. He doesn't look happy about it.
And that's what stinks, is because if roles were reversed, Sutton would 100% say, no, I'm not going with you. This is it. This is my job is here. And I feel like Richard might be the one to kind of move with her if she wanted to move somewhere. So I'm worried this is going to add some sort of tiff in their relationship, because even not that Richard has done everything for Sutton, but and Sutton's done a lot for Richard. But I'm just worried that because he's putting down an opportunity, I feel like there might be some resentment that follows. Yeah.
That can definitely happen, yeah. Especially since he's probably looking, like, role reversal. If it was, like, an opportunity for her, he would, like, this big opportunity, I'd go. And he's also older than she is, so he's only going to have, you know what I mean? And it's, like, he's waited so long. It's just so... Yeah, he loves her so much, but he's going to resent, it's going to have...
Well, I was also thinking about this, too, and I'm just really curious, like, if... I don't know. It's just, if he has this opportunity, right, and then, say, she has an opportunity... It's why can't they just do both?
Yeah.
I know it's hard because you're older, but she also has mentioned she doesn't want a family anytime soon. So, like, what if he worked a couple of, you know, for a couple of years for this position, and then they did the long distance thing? He's got enough money to fly her out every so often for holidays, whatever. What if they did take this time to really explore their opportunities? She focuses on her fashion, he focuses on her career, and then they can come back together. Doesn't mean they need to be broken up.
I agree. And plus, he's got so much money, he could fly back every weekend if he wanted. Plus, a position like that, couldn't you do some of it from New York?
Yeah.
You're, like, starting a company. So, like, it's not like you have to be there in person 24. I just feel like there's ways we could work around it so everyone gets what they want.
Yeah. Where there's a will, there's a way. But one thing that I am a little bit upset about is the fact that Sutton wasn't like, well, no, I'm not going to hold you back from your dream job. You know, it's kind of like, if I'm pursuing my goals, you should be able to pursue yours too. So I'm kind of hoping that, I know that she didn't say anything in tonight's episode, and maybe it's because they were at the election.
There's a lot happening.
But I'm hoping that maybe later she'll be like, hey, you know what? Like, it's okay. Maybe we can do the long distance and, like, work it out. And we might not see Richard and Sutton together for a little bit.
Or, like, but let's figure this out together.
Right.
Yeah. Let's see if there's an option here that satisfies both of us. Yeah.
Exactly. Right. I think there could be, really. I think there could be a way for them to kind of do both for a little while. And then eventually, like, if it is a startup and he's figuring it out, then you eventually sell it or whatever. You don't have to be hands on for a while. But
you sell it to someone else. And or pass the ownership down and go back to New York.
Right.
It's like so many options.
Yeah. I don't know. But Sutton definitely has her hands full. She's kind of dealing with so much at work and then also so much in the fashion department with actually kicking off her career. And I thought that them pointing out, you know, adding Oliver's daughter, Carly, or, you know, adopted daughter, Carly, into the picture about having those insecurities about Instagram and her beauty is something that I think is so important, because we, I think our generation kind of grew up half off social media, half on. And we kind of have a good sense of what it was like before. But these kids growing up only know social media.
I couldn't imagine.
I don't think I would be able to handle it.
No.
I know that I constantly compare myself to people, as we all do. And I can't imagine being 10 years old, having the insecurities that I did, and thinking those things that that poor girl is thinking. And I think it's so important that they bring it up so then people can talk about this to their younger siblings or younger children out there, that, like, you're not confined to the beauty of what you see on Instagram.
Yeah.
That's just a glimpse, like a blimp on the radar.
It's also everyone's, like, the part of their life that they're enjoying.
Right.
Like, no one's going to post the, I mean, some people do, but, like, no one's going to post the bad stuff that's going on. So it's just, like, those are, like, curated clips and squares of, like, your best moments. So it's like, we got to remember that too. But I felt so bad for her.
Yeah.
It like, just kind of painted a picture of how the generation below is basically doing, how they think about it and how it's affecting them as well.
Yeah. And what was interesting is it gave her some inspiration for her new fashion line, which we, I guess, will see next episode. So that'll be interesting to see how it plays out. I think that kind of wraps up this episode, really. I mean, the main dramas were Pinstripe with the cheating and Sutton and Richard possibly, I guess, not separating to do this job, but who knows what could happen. And Kat, who doesn't win? Nobody got their way.
I know.
It's a tough night.
We are going to move on from this part of the episode and move into our bold topics. We are just going to discuss some of the main overlying issues that are presented in this episode. Carla's smiling, so I know she's got something she wants to discuss.
So I have a couple of things. I have a couple of points. And if I have enough time, I will point out one that was on the chat. Let's start with the first one, which is cheating. Do you forgive and forget, or do you say goodbye forever?
I think, I mean, again, it's like to each their own. It's all relative. Yeah, but in her case, I think... Yeah, it would be harder for me in her case because it was the kiss and he told her right away. I would still, I don't know, it would be so hard and I'd be so upset. But like, oh, it's just so hard. Just don't cheat. Just don't do it, guys.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's so hard.
Different circumstances.
Well, it is because I think what's hard about cheating is that like once you break that line of trust...
You never get it back.
You never get it back because you constantly in the back of your head are always thinking if they're out, are they going to be looking at other people? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of that one piece of trust that you have no longer, you can't regain that.
Yeah.
I mean, you can maybe after time, but like then you're going to want to go out with them all the time to make sure that they're not doing it. Or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're always going to have that terrible, nasty thought in your head that you're not going to want to have. And it's really hard if you're not someone who's jealous. But that's hard not to be when you have a situation like that.
Plus, that, like, ruins it for her. It's like, he's fine, and he goes about doing life like he was, but it's going to eat at her, so she's the one that's going to still be miserable in the relationship.
Right.
She's always second-guessing everything.
Yeah.
And obviously, Jane has trusted him so far and has been trying to be supportive of this along the whole way.
I know, I feel so bad.
It's terrible.
Don't cheat, people.
Don't do it. And my thing
honestly,
is,
just don't.
I feel like, too, if you love someone truly, wholeheartedly, you don't have those temptations.
Yeah. Yeah, no matter how under the influence you
are, it won't happen. That bothered me. He must not have been that drunk because he had, like, the gall to call her after and, like, know he did something wrong.
Yeah.
And, like, so it's like you weren't coherent enough to, like, know it was a bad idea.
Right. Do you guys think it was maybe he... kind of seduced himself by what he said on
Maybe.
The interview.
It could have been like a combination. Yeah.
I really think that this is getting to his head and he got really excited. He was in the moment. But I'm sorry, but when you're looking at someone and you're this close, you can step away and be like, whoa, I almost did that.
Not even that close. It could just be like this. And when they started like scooting and you're like, oh, I'm actually taken.
Right.
And let me show you a picture of her.
I completely agree. If you are like wholeheartedly in love with someone, that's just not something, I don't know.
It's not something that crosses your mind.
Like,
when you're in love, you don't even, I feel like sometimes you don't see other people.
Yeah. No.
You don't. I agree.
You're just
like,
it's
like a love bubble. Yeah. And you're just like, I'm fine.
No, it's so true.
Yeah. It is. You could literally be out, like, at the club, and there could be thousands of good people around you, and
you
just like,
know.
No,
yeah. You won't even notice them look at
existed.
You.
Yeah.
You'll have, like, single friends being like, oh, look at how cute that one is. Where? And then what?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's happened before. Yeah. I was literally at a store. My friend, we got in the car, and she was like, oh, wow, that guy was so cute. And I was like, there was a guy at that store? What? I was so mind blown because I just didn't even see him.
Yeah. So that would also eat at her, too, because then she's always like, oh, so was he even that in love with me?
Right.
Like, he claimed to be? Yeah.
And it always makes you compare yourself to others because then it makes you feel like you're not enough for that one person. And if you don't feel enough, then it's never going to be a healthy relationship.
Deal breaker. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, apparently it's
R.I.P.
Goodbye forever.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay, so another topic that was very important was comparison with Instagram.
Yes.
Just don't, again, don't do it.
Yeah. I think it's something that everybody needs to hear over and over again, and we all do. It's just like when you start to get a little anxiety or stress or worry in your head, you have to constantly combat it with positives and things that... You know, don't stop. Get that out of your head. It's not real. It's not this. And that's kind of like Instagram. And I think it's something that everybody needs to remind themselves is that I truly believe that everybody is beautiful in their own right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Whether it be, you know, the way that you treat people, the way that you look, the way that you, whatever's on the inside. I feel like you can always find something beautiful about that one person.
Yeah.
And I really, really hate that we're finding the beauty within the
pictures.
Image of a person. Mm-hmm. Because, yes, they could be beautiful on the outside, and it's so cliche, but are they beautiful on the inside? And I feel like beauty really comes from within. So when you're pretty on the inside, it shines through.
As pretty does.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And so it's so hard because that's so much easier said than done. But once you really find, you have to really spend a lot of time on yourself to find what's beautiful about you.
Yeah.
What is, and if you're like, oh, my eyes aren't this, my lips aren't this, my cheeks, whatever. If you stop thinking about your exterior and you start thinking about, you know what, I'm actually a really great friend.
Yeah.
Or I really, you know, I have a lot of compassion. I have a lot of empathy. And you really focus on the things that you yourself are content and happy with and know that's beautiful about yourself, then you shouldn't be comparing yourself
so
to
passionate,
others.
You just chucked a pen across.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I agree. Gone. And I think a thing that helps me a lot too is to remember that like everyone else is having some kind of like insecurity. No one out, there's not a single person, I dare you to find one, that isn't insecure about something.
Right.
This is true. Yeah. So it's just like when you're having those, you got to be like, okay, everyone has these thoughts. They might not be the same insecurities, but like everyone goes through it. So like you embrace the things about you that you love, and then you work through it. And then, like, also the timeline thing, everyone's on different pages in their life.
Right.
Yeah. It's just so easy to compare, and you just gotta, like, throw that out the window.
Right.
But, yeah, and I think it's really important to remember that there is no definition to, like, to beauty. And I think that Instagram has kind of been one of those platforms that has kind of been portraying what you should look like or what is beautiful, and there's no such thing, and we have to always, like, remember that and just know that you're okay, you're on your way, and you don't necessarily need to compare yourself to anybody, like what we've been saying. And it's important to, like, if you are finding yourself within that, like, being sucked in by those insecurities, the best thing is just to, like, get off of it and think about, like, three positive things about you and just kind of remember that you are beautiful just the way that you are. And you don't need to compare yourself. Like, it's so
unfollow
important.
Accounts that don't make you feel good about yourself. Like, that's important.
Follow inspirational quotes.
If you're scrolling through, it should make you happy, not sad.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, I agree wholeheartedly. Alrighty, do we have any more before we get into our predictions?
One more, which this was kind of more in the beginning, and this is kind of to line up the mood, I think. In the beginning, when Jane was dancing and Alex walked in, I just thought about, like, privacy with roommates. Ugh. How does that work? Where do you draw the line? And I don't have a roommate, but you guys do, so I thought this would be a great pick.
That's right.
Yeah. Like, me and my roommate are best friends, so, like, anything goes. Like, I'm never, like, uncomfortable around her. Like, I tell her, you know what I mean? But that would depend on the room. It's a little different for them. They're work friends. He's a dude.
Right.
Like, he was, like, Skyping her.
Like, maybe when you have a guy roommate that is living in the living room, maybe do it in your room.
Exactly.
Yeah, maybe don't strip in the living room.
Right.
So that's also, like, boundaries. Like,
right.
Even I'm really close with my roommate, but if I'm Skyping with my boyfriend, it's going to be in my bedroom. Like, I'm not going to be, like, ruining everyone's time, like, in the middle of the living room. I'm, like, yelling on my computer.
You guys, we have a prediction. I will save that for predictions, Matt.
Okay, let's jump into it. Let's jump into predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Let's start with Matt in the chat.
Okay, Maddie Fernandez from the chat said that they think that Alex and Jane are going to hook up.
Oh!
Because she's in turmoil.
Yes! I don't like that.
Like that. And then he's going to turn around and be like, I knew that was going to happen. And she's like,
no,
whoa.
You guys, he's going to hit all three bases. Because didn't he already kiss Kat? And he's
hooked up with
someone. I wasn't even thinking about that.
Oh, guys, this really worries me, though, because then it kind of, like, I feel like if he were to kiss her,
I don't think that he would, out of a moment of, like, he, you know, they're having a moment and he thinks he, it's like a
but
moment.
It's not.
But you guys,
not,
why do
because he's had that issue before.
But why do we think that it's going to be Alex who makes the first move?
I mean, it could, because I don't know, I think she's just going to be upset and drunk and, like, maybe talking to him about it and he's going to take it the wrong way.
I think that it would be Jane who would make,
like,
the first move.
Like, trying to get back?
I don't think she's that kind of person.
It would maybe be, like, if this were to happen, I don't think it would come from Alex. I think Alex would be there to kind of be like, oh my gosh, like, I'm so sorry, like, to consolidate her. And then, like, I don't know, you guys have probably had friends.
Jane,
like,
you're better
through something.
That,
and, like, I don't know.
I mean, Matt, that is a dang good prediction because it could possibly happen. And now looking back, they've definitely led us to some foreshadowing moments that could possibly make that ring true. And obviously, Pinstripe's huge jealousy behind him and everything.
Yeah.
So, could
maybe
happen.
That was a setup.
I don't know. Maybe.
All right, guys. What are you thinking? Season finale.
Yeah, I know. I think we're going to go into, because they kind of mentioned it today, like a possible recount, because it was such a close vote. Like, we might have a couple episodes where we're like, oh, she has to decide, does she want to do? Because you have to, that has to be your choice. If you're like, oh, it's super close as a candidate, I want to recount.
Right.
So I'm thinking maybe we'll do that, and then maybe she will end up winning.
Oh, that would be kind of cool.
And she, like, has to have that rejection for a second, but then it, like, again, turns out in her favor. So we'll see. But, yeah.
Huh. I hadn't even thought about it that far. Yeah. I think, I actually, this is a long shot, but I actually think that Jane is going to give Pinstripe a second chance.
Mm. I can see that happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there's so much that could happen.
Or Ben decides to show back up.
That,
you know,
would be really
somehow
fun.
Walks into the same coffee shop and, you know.
Yeah. I kind of hope he does just to be like, that's what you get, Pinstripe.
Yeah. Oh. And maybe he's like, oh, I'm sorry. And then maybe she kisses him.
Whoa.
Yes.
She's going to kiss somebody.
Oh, yeah.
She has to kiss somebody.
I think that Richard and Sutton are going to have a moment after her fashion show where she's going to send him off to San Francisco. Aww. And she's going to say, I can't hold you back. You didn't hold me back. Do your thing. We can figure this out.
She moves back in with Jane. Everyone's happy.
Oh,
and Alex moves out.
Yeah, because he's going to have to soon. It was just temporary.
Oh, my gosh. If they do hook up, it will be awkward. So Alex would have to move out, and that way Sutton would be able to move back in.
Oh, brother.
Wheels are turning.
Well, guys, you heard it here first. I cannot believe we are already here at the season finale next week, guys. It's been a pleasure. Obviously, Tuesday's as fun as ever talking to you all. In the meantime, Krista, where can they find you on social media?
Hey, guys, you can find me all over social media at Krista Flengy.
Carla Beltran.
And you guys can find me on Instagram at I am Carla Beltran.
And hey, guys, Allie Nasty here. Follow me on Instagram at Allie Girl. And, of course, follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. We'll see you next week for the season finale. Bye, guys.
Bye. Ciao.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.